It's Five for Friday on February 23rd. I curate out 5 things every Friday that are worth weekend reading time for people interested in public sector operations in general and public procurement specifically. And from time to time, I record an audio companion, which is what you are listening to now. So first, the National Association of State Procurement Officials releases their 4th edition of their State and Local Government Procurement Guide, which has 19 chapters, and it's pretty comprehensive. I know that it's used by many folks as a reference and even as training material. So doing updates and revisions is a very time-consuming effort that involves a lot of people. So congratulations on completing the work. Secondly, and also from NASPO, there's a webinar on Wednesday for Michigan's award submission on their Supplier Lifecycle Outreach Program. As part of the Cronin Award process, states will submit different projects, and then NASPO does a good job of highlighting the highest rated ones through these kind of webinars to extend training and knowledge. So join them on Wednesday at 2 Central for a discussion. Third, the Government Financial Officers Association announces some new on-demand learning content in a platform that's readily available, and they start out with 2 modules, one on long-term financial planning and one on employing ethics through the day-to-day work. Fourth, Route 50 looks at ongoing efforts in states to establish responsible AI use and the variations in approach that are being employed in our laboratories of democracy. It's definitely interesting to see some of the different levels of comfort and tools and choices employed. So as always, this is a topic we're going to remain interested in. And then finally, NASIO and StateRAMP, among others, are referenced in an article that is out now on how a whole-of-state procurement approach enhances efficiency and affordability in acquiring tech services. And that report is also in Route 50. So I just got back from Houston, where we were at the TASBO conference and met several people. I spoke on Gen AI and then spent a couple of days, or day and a half more accurately, in the NIGP Leadership Forum. And that was a really well-attended event. It was good to see a lot of people I haven't seen for a minute and to have a lot of good conversations. And they'll be continuing on through Saturday. So I hope that they all have fun with that. And so with that, have a happy Friday. Hi, it's Dustin Lanier. Thanks for listening. Please find me on LinkedIn for original public sector operations content every week. And please reach out to me if I and my team of procurement professionals at Civic Initiatives can help you be a public procurement change agent.